Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Previously on Roll Britannia.
The name's Bluebeard.
Nice to meet you, Captain.
Ned Bluebeard is a loyal fellow of sorts. He is an old friend of mine. Timbers is knelt down by this figure who has a remarkably blue beard. Take this man to the infirmary. Coming out of this crevice in the cliffside is a very sleek looking ship.
I bet you that's the commander.
This man must not reach Neverwinter.
After it. It smells like magic out here.
Ship.
A human man covering their face with their hands. So, yeah.
Can I pull his hands off his face?
This human has had their eyelids removed.
I'm just going to throw him in the pocket. Purple.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Remember the crew? What's left of them is nailed to the fucking ceiling. Let's get out of here.
Get up top. Quick.
Tied to the outside of the hull are bodies.
Lads, unfurl the sails. We got to get the fuck out of here.
It's remarkable how similar humans look without their skin on.
Lads, I'm not going to say it's gone, but I can't see the ship anymore.
They're coming.
No, they've gone.
Your boss, the commandant, where is he?
He's dead. They killed him. They killed everyone. I saw him.
Why did they leave you?
I don't know.
I'm going to get out my gun.
A big smile cuts into his cheeks.
Kill him.
Oh no, we're battling in the pocket book.
You give him a fiery hug. He stabs you twice in a frenzied attack of stabby stab.
Hey, your skin bag, get off me.
Tears at his own skin.
I'm going to use mass healing word.
Firebolt.
His clothes and hair are ablaze.
Act 1, Act 2. I'm going to look into his eyes. I'm going to go, no eyelids, no skin, no service.
All caught up? Good. Let's get back to the action.
Last time we were together in this magical world of D&D, you were all at sea. Not just, like, lost in yourselves, but
actually at sea on the Valkyrie, you know, and you just finished beating to death this monstrous person who you'd brought into the wizard's sleeve, and Derek had come up with a really good plan about how to deal with him very quickly, and then none of you did that and decided to fight him instead, and eventually, after many damage points were given out, you emerged victorious.
I turned into a total badass, lads. In fact, next time, let's get the jukebox playing and do this properly.
Well, like that scene from Shaun of the Dead.
Don't stop me now.
Somebody killed a queen.
What? Cricket bats and, yeah.
The jukebox.
Okay.
Give out a cameo for Monstrous Sex Ghost.
Oh.
Yeah.
Definitely needs to go on a TV.
Are we forming a podcast band? Is that what's happening?
As long as it's called Monstrous Sex Ghost.
Well, obviously, yeah.
I should warn you, I don't have any musical talent, but I don't think that's ever stopped anybody before.
I think that may be the case for every single one of us, to be fair.
It hasn't stopped you two, so if they can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Bono can do it.
Bonio.
That's all you two fans just all switching off right there.
Oh, well, sorry, it happened again.
If Bono is listening to the podcast, he can come fight me.
Is Bono our next week's celebrity random celebrity shout out? Yeah.
And this is an apology from Keth. a heartfelt apology to Bonio. I mean Bono.
We're less than 3 minutes in. and we've already insulted a good number of people.
YouTube managed to put their music on iPhones without anyone else's permission. That's how powerful they are. Yeah. And we've pissed off all of them.
And then Bono had the gall to go, it's like we gave everybody a Christmas gift and they didn't like it. And it's like, no, Bono, it's because we don't like you.
It's like you gave everyone herpes. That's what it's like.
Anyway.
It's like a fuck you for Christmas. The gift is a curse.
That's what you get for just having one name.
Nice reference.
Thanks. Right. What are we doing then, boys? You're at sea at the moment and you're heading back to the island. Let's do a little roundup of what everyone's going to be doing on the journey back to the island you've just sort of conquered.
Derek's going to, he feels like an absolute don at the moment, but still he's going to just immediately start sort of mopping the floor and trying to get all the goop up out of the wizard's sleeve.
What have you done with the body as well? Is it just there in a corner?
I think we should keep it for now, lads, just to prove that we're telling the truth.
I agree.
He is our only proof that we've done what we said we have. You know, we can leave him in the wizard's sleeve for a bit, or put him in the bag.
Well, we've got a jail downstairs, so we could just lob him in there.
How the hell did I miss that?
I mean, he's dead. He's probably not going to go anywhere, but sure, yeah. Why not? If he wakes up,
you've got a brig in here as well. That is impressive.
Yeah. It's held up all over. There's more in the rooms brig on this thing than my house.
You don't have a brig in your house,
don't you?
Well, naturally, but it's not the only. I also have a shower, which is quite nice.
I've been in James's brig.
Well,
dark and scary.
You're one of the only people that can stand up in my brig.
I know.
A dungeon master's dungeon. I don't want to know about.
I have actually got a little dungeon in my house, to be fair.
For legal reasons. We didn't have this conversation.
Yeah, we don't know about this. I don't want to be an accomplice.
James is sexy.
You'll see me on the news on Channel 5.
That swing's weird. don't touch that. That's not for you.
Wow, it's going well. So you move the body into the brig. Below deck, and Derek is mopping the floors.
Hang on, guys, before we do this, can we just remember that I happen to stay in the navigation room, and I've got a really good sense of smell, so he's going to stink the place out. Can we not put him in the brig?
Oh, maybe? That's fine. I can fix that. My mum taught me how to get blood out of floors and cover the stench of dead bodies. Don't worry about it.
You keep me down in the dark anyway. I just don't want to have to deal with dark and smelly.
Who are you calling dark and smelly? Is it
Derek, if you're going to try and disguise the smell of decaying bodies, can you roll a
your mum taught you as well? Your mum told me this about hiding the smell of bodies.
Yeah, make sure you clean up after yourselves.
Exactly.
Roll a Febreze check.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's some sort of... let's go wisdom. Let's have a wisdom check.
Okay.
To know how to do this. See if you can remember what your mum taught you.
What my mum taught me. Yeah. Where is my wisdom? Oh, it's okay, actually. 13 total.
Ooh.
A 13. You do a pretty good job. Paint a picture for us.
I'm going to, as we head back towards the island, I'm going to spend some time trying to catch fish in the water. And then using the rotten fish, I'm going to cover the smell of the dead body. So.
Jeff, roll a constitution saving throw. As you've just said, you've got a very good sense of smell. You know, is well established to not be sick at the scent of dead body and
nose
dead fish.
Blind.
Yeah, constitution saving, please.
11 total.
I mean, you don't hurl, but you spend the rest of this journey feeling pretty nauseated.
To be honest, that fits in quite nicely because Jeff feels ridiculous at this point. Like, this is all insanity at the moment. Like, every time, all they were asked to do at the beginning of this mission was go on there and capture one guy. So far, they've gone in, hung people off a tower, blown the shit out of an island, then broken all of their own stuff, chased after a guy on a boat, found them all bloodied and de-skinned, nailed to a ceiling, and then got chased by a meat ship for a bit. And it's like, just...
What do you expect?
Throughout all this, not only have we not managed to get the one person we were supposed to find, we've lost River! We've fucking lost River at the same time. So, to be honest, I don't know what's going to happen.
This is the life you chose, Jeff.
No, it's not. I was fucking knocked out. I wanted a piss. That's all I've wanted this entire time.
And you've forgotten about Urban Troop 2.
Has Jeff been crossing his legs for 64 episodes?
I managed to successfully shit myself and not let go. That's how clenched I've been. It's made me tense, guys.
It's not good for you, Jeff.
It's not
amazing.
But
you'll get a urine tract.
That's the least
infection
of my problems with this shit at the moment. With dealing with these guys.
Oh, I thought
Jeff's
going to
get
put
thrush
on
or something.
Yeah.
Your bladder looks like a big wobbly bean bag.
I'm going to poke it a whole bunch of times.
Look, it's fascinating. If he jumps up and down, he sloshes.
Look at all the water outside flowing past.
Jeff's going to take a moment to step away from everyone. And he's going to climb up the crow's nest. And he's just going to survey the scene.
And piss off.
Take a little moment and think about everything that's happened and just think everything can just piss off for a bit. And then piss off the crow's nest.
And piss off
not,
us as well.
Not into the length of the boat. He's not going to be a dick. He's going to attempt to go off the side.
Yeah, but surely like as the stream stops.
Who's on deck?
Can I use Umberly's blessing to assist me to not get a hit on anyone?
No, you've already said you're doing it. Who's on deck?
I'm at the wheel.
Yeah, but I've got somebody here to control the wind so it doesn't land on anyone.
I thought I was still in the sleeve.
Fortunately, I don't have to deal with this disgusting thing because I'm currently covering a dead body with fish.
Yeah, you are, to be fair.
I guess it might be me.
Keith, are you
with
still
this
on
disgusting
deck, mate?
Thing because I'm covering a dead body with rotting fish. The weeing on you, that's the weird and disgusting part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Don't like it.
Jeff, roll to hit.
Guys, you're fine.
You roll a 1.
No, I rolled a 3.
You piss on yourself.
No!
You rolled a 3, and it doesn't go all over you, but there is a bit of a gust back, and you do get a bit of wee down your legs.
Now, when we say a bit...
What a wee.
Now, a 64-episode bladderful is...
It's going to... Like, I would have said approximately 4% of the wee ends up
I'm imagining
on you.
This is a good 2-minute piss.
Now, do you know what? I'll be fair. I'm a roll my D100 to tell you what percentage of the Wii is going to end up on
okay,
you.
Oh, yeah,
my goodness. Just roll around for a bit.
It's got worse. It's 15% of the Wii.
15% of the piss. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the only fair way to judge.
Precisely 15% of 64 episodes of pee all down your legs. It just catches the breeze. It's not like, you know, I don't want you to imagine it just dribbling down you because that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you know, sometimes if you're a chap and you go for a wee in a urinal, you get the spray back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's that, but 15% of the total volume of 64 episodes worth.
At least it's not somebody else's.
So enough to fill a small bucket
is what I'm picturing, is what I'm, is what I'm suggesting.
The euphoria of releasing a 64 episode piece, I don't think he'd care.
You know, Jeff.
No, to be fair.
You know, Jeff, that's so, that's just over 9.5 episodes worth of piss.
No one was expecting this.
No, and I wasn't expecting to do maths about it either, but here we are.
I'm really into detail about it as well.
I know.
A good 5 minutes discussing the logistics of me peeing.
I now feel like I need to Google what's the milliliter of an average piss.
We'll be back in 10 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
Your regular program will return.
Thanks for listening to Piss FM. And the journey back to the island is relatively uneventful. You do see a porpoise, which is quite nice.
Oh.
You know.
What sort of porpoise?
He looks like he's...
Don't kill that one, Derek.
I'm not going to kill him. He looks like he's on a mission. He looks like he's swimming with porpoise.
Good work. Well done.
By the way, the normal range of urine output is 800 to 2,000 milliliters per day.
So 64 is several days worth.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like...
I'll do the maths and I'll let you know.
Yeah, please do. And while Jeff is doing piss maths, we will continue our journey back. And eventually, after a week, the island starts to come back into view. And you see the place that you left last time you saw it. There was smoke rising from the fortress after you called in effectively an airstrike and fitted a new roof garden, orangery, conservatory, maybe skylight. It's a Velux in the top of the, you know. And can you roll a perception check, please?
By the way, it's about you pissed about 13.5 liters.
Yeah.
Just for anybody interested.
Yeah, and I'm working on the 15% of that.
It's quite a lot of liters.
No, that is the 15%.
Oh,
that's the 15%. That's quite a lot.
So I got 15.5 liters of urine.
13 and a half.
Don't think so. Yeah, sorry. Don't want to take the piss,
misted. Yeah, and that misted all over you. So, I mean, the good news is this happened probably about halfway through your journey back, so you've had a few days to dry off, but there is the distinct sense of stale wee about you now.
That's going to ruin my nose.
What must you have looked like? Just a man stuck to a rider.
And unfortunately, you are going to, because you do... definitely smell of stale wee, you're going to take a -2 to charisma until you can get that cleaned off.
Oh, Jeff, you bloody stink. You're stinking up the joint down here.
What does it smell like, tramps?
Got any more rotten
but
fish?
On the upside, you will get a +1 to intimidation. So swings and roundabouts.
+1 to intimidation, but -2 to charisma.
You smell like a tramp's shoes.
Because let's face it, if you're trying to convince someone to do something by force and you stink of piss, they're probably going to do it just to get out of there.
Yeah.
I really want
give
to get
me a hug.
I don't want that to be a character trait for Jeff. The piss smelling one.
He smells like piss.
It's okay. We'll barely mention it.
It's gonna be like Charlie Brown.
No, I know.
That stinks.
So perception check, right?
Yes, please. What, Maurus? What did you get?
That was a 14.
14 for Maurus.
18.
Kef? 18, 19, 13. Okay, right. So. Maurus, you're a little busy steering the ship. Derek, I guess you're still below deck, counting rotting fish or something bizarre.
Cataloging.
But, Jeff and
one
Kef.
One fish, two fish.
Three fish. Oh, a body.
Rotten fish, dead body.
Jeff and Kef, you're up on deck and you can see as the island looms into sight just over the horizon, you see that the Lizzie's Revenge has been somewhat parked. Broadside, just ahead of the opening to the bay, to the cove, and on closer inspection through the spyglass that Keth seems to have acquired on this ship somewhere.
Never leave home
judging by his mime.
It's a monocle.
Do you have a telescope? It's just a monocle. You've just got a monocle in your two hands around it. Has anyone actually got a telescope?
I've got binoculars.
No.
I've got binoculars.
Binoculars?
I do have a monocular.
No, I don't mean IRL. I mean, has Jeff got one?
No. Why would he have a telescope?
We ain't got time to say in real life. That's what that means, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
I mean, I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure I have a telescope.
Oh, we'll wait. Don't you worry.
I don't think I have one either. No.
I mean, Keth does not. Well, he's got the sight on the top of his on his musket, I suppose.
Oh yeah. Well, are you looking through? Are you looking through your musket?
You got a sight on a musket.
It's not.
Yeah, he's got a phase sight, I think, or something.
You leave Bertha alone.
No, she's dad asked.
Okay, so Keth, you get your musket out and look through the sight, and you can see that the Lizzie's Revenge has been sort of parked. What's interesting is that the ship doesn't appear to be actually sort of bobbing up and down with the sort of general movement of the ocean. The waves do seem to be crashing against it as though it were very much parked there, as though it become a bit more solid. And looking as you will, you see that there seems to be quite a few more cannons on this side of the ship than the last time you saw it. It looks almost as though they'd moved all the cannons from the ship to the side facing out away from the bay.
Very clever indeed.
Ooh. They're fortifying the place. Good to see.
They followed through. I like it. Just to check out a character, have we taken a long rest, I can assume, in this time frame? Getting back?
Well, you've been at sea for a week, and apart from pissing on yourself, yes, you did take a
apparently, I haven't peed for a fucking, 6 months, so I might not have slept. But yeah,
well, I'll be honest with you, I was just assuming you were all taking toilet breaks, but you brought it up that you needed a wee then, and you still need one now. Yeah. So clearly, everyone else has been. It's just been Jeff.
What's wrong with you, Jeff?
We were a bit concerned.
What's going on? There hasn't seemed to be an appropriate time.
There wasn't a polite moment.
Yeah.
I just haven't at the moment.
All those days just waiting on the Tel-Daf, he just, he had an ensuite and everything, but could never
found
the time.
Every time I went to
use
it, Keth was in there, or Derek was in there, or Maris was in there, or one time I found Bill in there and I was not using it after him.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm very thankful to not be sharing with him anymore.
Maris was furiously checking himself for bumps.
Vigorously.
Very enthusiastic.
That's what he told me.
Yeah, he was cleaning it.
Do you have to check it at 2 a.m?
I shouldn't have stayed for tips, to be honest.
The magazine was just there for reading material.
It was an instructional magazine.
It was there for the articles.
I just bought it for the stories.
So far, we've managed to make Jeff covered in piss and Maurice a wanker. Right, Tom, Derek, Keth, your turn.
Who's Tom?
I don't know.
Who? What? Is Tom on
that
this
weird
ship?
That voice that I was speaking to last time.
Ugh. Who?
I don't know.
Okay, so...
Casper.
What? Who? What?
It's all very confusing. We've been at sea too long.
We're going sea mad.
There's a mermaid over there, is it there? That's a mermaid, isn't it?
Oh, dear. What do you do then, boys? As you're drawing closer to the island, are you going to try and sail into the bay? Are you weighing anchor? Are you opening fire? I don't know what you do these days. What's the plan? Maurus, you're the captain.
Can you see if there's a way to get around? Like, is it definitely blocking the entrance?
It looks pretty blocked off. But we.
I didn't say it was blocked.
That case, I'm just going to try and.
I'll go and have a look. I'm up at the crow's nest. Just peed on myself, and I've rolled a 20. I've rolled 18 plus 2.
I love the idea that Cat's looking out his telescope
as I wipe the piss from my eyes.
Wrung it out. You can see there is space to get a ship round the Lizzie's Revenge.
You could probably sneak round.
I'm going to give it a go.
You'd have to handbrake turn it in, though.
Okay. Maurus?
I assume that I'll have come up on deck by this point. Can I make a perception check to see if anybody's on the deck of the Lizzie's Revenge?
Yeah, you can, yeah. Roll perception.
That was not good. 11.
11. It might be.
I'll leave it. Never mind.
Hard to say. You're on a ship
again for 12.
It might just be a barrel.
could be dummies for all you know. Ooh. Could be straw men.
Hey,
who knew?
Maurus, before we drift through it, do you want to quickly just do a lap of the island? One to just get our bearings.
Drift.
I don't know how he's going to do it. Who am I talking to again? Who's this voice that keeps happening? Right. Anyway, Maurus, as I was saying, do you reckon we can do a lap of the island just to see if we can find that weird cove that the commandant snuck out of?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And just to get to know our bearings, in case there's any other things that need fortifying that we might have missed.
I mean, we might find something cool as we go around the island.
Exactly.
So
there might be a parade. on a cliff face.
What?
I don't know.
That was a very strange place your mind.
Let's just carry on going round.
I'm just imagining lots of music, big drum solo.
Okay.
I've been getting really into music.
I mean, I
recently
did see you air guitaring whilst we're on the other ship, okay, so I don't
You
know.
Sail around the island then, I guess.
I was told there'd be drifting.
Yes.
Drift round the island.
In the Tokyo.
Maurus manages to get the back of the ship out as it's as you get round the island.
What we do is we just feather the anchor.
Can I help with Umberly's blessing on that one?
Weirdly, tire smoke comes out.
Just feather the anchor as we go past.
Feather the anchor, yeah.
Excellent.
Just drop
opposite
it a little bit, just so it skims.
Just catching the water.
Doesn't quite, yeah. Doesn't quite grab hold of anything, but just brings enough friction in, yeah. Okay. You know what? You're all going to roll for this.
Okay.
Every single one of you roll dexterity, and if any of you manage to get high enough, you will do power slide a ship around an island.
Excellent.
18.
16.
13. 9. Is that a combined score? Is that what you do? Is that what you're thinking?
I was going to say 18 and above and you do it. Maurus was just about getting there. Jeff wasn't really helping.
I thought I'd done my
Kef,
bit with
you
the
wind. Were kind of trying to help. I mean, and just at the right moment, Derek, you wander over to the anchor and you go and you give it the old Fonzie elbow, and drop it just enough so it slides the back of the ship out,
slices through the water.
Somehow.
I wonder what this does.
Tokyo Driftwood.
Hey.
Just finds.
Love it.
Yes. So you find a button that says NOS on it and just go bang.
Yeah, and then some hip hop starts playing. And,
you see Maurus changing into 12 different gears.
Yeah. Maurus, you shift between third and fourth 82 times.
Within about a quarter mile.
It's all about family. Yeah, thanks, Vin.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
so that's happening.
About 600 millions.
Whilst we're drifting, can I make a perception check to see if I can spot the
whilst we're
cone
drifting?
Yeah.
Mid drift.
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Mid drift.
Perception.
I can see yours. Catch. That was not good.
17 total.
And you're looking for.
I'm trying to find the cove or something that the ship that the Commandant left, the secret entrance that we saw on the broom. I'm trying to see if I can see where that could be.
Okay. You mean the secret entrance that's by the cove, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
And
you're looking around the rest of the island for the thing you saw earlier.
I want to see if there's like
It was in the same cove that we were okay.
And you literally just said the thing you saw.
Yeah, well, no, we didn't see it, though. We saw the Commandant leaving what we could only imagine as a secret passageway. So I'm trying to locate that. And if it was in the cove area, then we will eventually get back to the cove area on our drift around.
Yes.
But at the moment, now I'm just seeing if there are any other potential coves or secret passages. Or if it is just solid rock. Because there could be.
You're going to have to get new tyres for this ship.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all right. We know a few salespeople.
No, the problem is you need after salespeople.
Well, you never know. I did used to do sales, so I'm an after salesperson.
No, there you go.
Yeah.
Nari, what?
Ah, yes.
What does she drift pirate ships?
She does
for
now.
A living. Don't you?
Yeah. I'm a
professional pirate ship drifter.
And when you're a professional pirate ship drifter. Doesn't scan as well, does it? Right. So you power slide around this whole island.
Do I see anything else?
No.
It's solid rock.
As I told you, they're just cliffs all the way around.
I know.
No holes in them at all.
You told us a number of things.
Inaccessible cliffs.
You told us a number of things, and then we've later found out that if we'd chosen to look a little bit harder, we would have found more information.
That is true.
So I thought,
as
we're drifting around.
The one thing you do see.
Go on.
Is the entrance that you went into the Under Fortress high up on a cliff.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, look, Jeff. There's where we went in the first place.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, Memories.
And on your left, you will see...
Where?
You see a number of... you see some figures high up on the cliff currently bricking up that entrance.
Good.
Ah.
Yes, good idea.
That's solid.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to the front door then, I guess, and I'm sure Maros will be able to sling this into a parking space.
Yes. Yes, the front door of this island.
Yep.
Why don't you knock, kick knock. It in?
But they're currently bricking up the back door.
Oh, by all means.
Okay. It does suck that we no longer have a tradesman's entrance, lads.
Yeah.
Captain Toscobble.
Yes.
I mean, you don't need to reply to me. That's fine.
Is he hearing the voice of God?
Who do we keep talking? We have been at sea too long, guys.
We need to.
I'm delirious.
We've been at sea longer, but not just the four of us. Are you heading in? I think that's the problem.
Yes, I'll head in.
Okay, you're heading to the bay.
Without the amenities of the Dath, I think that we need the occasional karaoke night and of potential course. Of Nando's and getting kicked out of shops and things. It needs to happen, otherwise we'll go mental.
It's only ever the potential of a Nando's, though. That's the thing. That's what keeps you going. Yeah. The promise of Nando's.
Maurice has been holding up to that for 64 episodes, pretty much, or so.
Yeah.
So you manage to head into the bay, and in the bay you see, filling a huge portion of this watery space surrounded by cliffs, is the Tel Dath, moored quite happily, and you see a jetty that is the same jetty that you stole the Valkyrie, formerly the Swan, from.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to try and park up there, I suppose.
Is this another handbrake turn?
Yep, handbrake turn.
I would also like to...
Drop the anchor, Derek, okay. Drop the anchor. Yeah.
Give all of you, roll dexterity.
Mate. Can I? That's a nat 20.
Yay!
Oh, I got a nat 1.
Oh, cancelled out.
Sorry, just to throw that in there.
Ooh, what happens here?
It just cancels them out, so it's up to you two.
Oh.
So,
yep, that's a 17 from me.
17's pretty good.
Jeff, you suck.
That is a 15 from me.
Absolute twat. I would also like to roll perception, see if I can see the code.
Balros, I'm aiming for that small gap between the two really expensive-looking ships, aren't I? Pull her in there.
It's okay, no one's watching.
Yeah, so you just about managed to do it, but you do bump against the jetty.
It's all right, you can get a bus through there.
You come to a comfortable stop, but you do bump against the jetty a little bit harder than you anticipated doing so. And a small leak springs up below deck.
Ooh, that's a pretty big scratch.
Guys,
now,
hang on, I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to go use mend.
I'm going to come with him and I'm going to make sure I grab the body and haul up onto the deck.
The rotting fish body.
Yeah, before it gets spoiled with all the water.
Can I use the mend cantrip on the hole?
Yeah, of course you can, mate.
Excellent. I love go for that. We said, it's all right. I'll cover the smell of the body. We all thought, I'll make it smell lovely afterwards. Yeah. Or we'll smell as a bit disinfectant. No, I'll just find a worse smell and just cover it with that.
Yeah, it works.
Jeff wants to jump into the ocean over the ship side like he did last time, but this time fully clothed.
Yep.
Okay. Just to try and get rid of the piss smell, really.
Cool. Fine. You can do that. And Derek, can you roll a Constitution saving throw now that you're carrying a fish rotting body?
That is a.
Don't you throw up in my ship?
19 total.
19. I mean. This isn't your first time around a dead body.
No, God no.
It's
not my first time around fish.
You've been around rot. You've been around spoiled fish before.
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
You know the game. You know. If it smells like fish, don't eat it. I mean, that is actually a thing. Apparently, fish. It's the only food that, if it smells like what it tastes of, don't eat it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, fishmongers shouldn't smell at all, and yet they all do.
Yeah, funny. Anywho, Jeff, you're now in the water. Yes, they have. Yep. So that's you two fans and fishmongers. Good.
Very. It's fishmongers. A Venn diagram.
We're going to offend you.
I mean,
you
there's
too.
A small cross section there, isn't there? It's a very small cross section. Okay. What do you do? You're now back at the island, and you have a dead body.
Do I still stink of piss having jumped in the sea?
No, you're fine. You smell like the sea now.
I think we should report to Timbers. What's happened?
Yeah, I think we should find Timbers as well.
Where's Yalan?
No, why don't you go find him?
Does anybody know where Yalan is? Jeff, do you have his number?
No, he never gave me his number. I'm starting to think he's turning off me since I brought him to this ship.
And he told you he loved you.
Yeah, I think give you his number. I think we might have been in a little bit of a honeymoon period, and it was sort of like a short burst of explosion and passion, and then it sort of, I don't know. I might try and talk to him when we get back, if I can find him on the island.
There's other fish in the sea, Jeff, and there's several.
I can see, and I can smell, and to be honest, I don't fancy any of them fish.
Well, if Yallon's the one for you, then follow your heart, as it were. But if he hurts you, I'll take his. How about that?
I couldn't ask for more, Derek.
That's spoken okay. Like a true loving father.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. Right, lads, are we going to find Timbers?
Let's go find Timbers. I don't think the commandant's an issue anymore.
I kind of want a drink.
So on the beach ahead of you, you can see the township is there, and lots of repairs seem to have gone on while you've been away. I mean, it's been a few weeks since you were last here, and a lot seems to have been getting done.
Can I make a perception check to see if there's anybody we recognise from the Tel'dath?
Yeah, sure. Roll perception.
I would like to see if Nancy's is still there.
20, not Nat, though.
Ooh.
Not Nat 20. Yeah, you see a few people you recognise from the Tel'dath. Just pottering about, doing what they're doing.
I'll head up.
So there's a few of them sitting around a little fire on the beach having a drink.
I'll head up to one of them, or the group, basically, that's by the fire, and go, all right, lads, Derek, normal beard here from the Tel'dath.
All right, you're the one with no beard, aren't you?
Yeah, very amusing, very witty. Do you know where Captain Timbers is?
Timbers, he's... Hey, Tanny.
Yeah?
Where's Timbers?
I know, mate. I ain't seen him.
No, it's seen him.
What's your name, mate?
The name's Freddy.
Pretty good going, considering it's only 7 in the morning. Nice. Are you been out all night? Have you just started?
7? Wow. I should have another beer then.
You know there are support groups available for people who might, you know, lean a little bit on alcohol as a crutch, maybe, from the horrors of battle.
Well, don't you know, we won the war. Home now.
Well, enjoy your celebration. I hope your reveling doesn't give way to crippling depression and trauma when you start sobering up. Good day to your chaps.
Yeah. Have you seen that cow about the place? Danny didn't believe me, but I told him, I said, Danny, there's a fucking cow here.
There should be two.
One.
Yeah, there should be a couple.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what their relationship status is.
I thought I was just seeing double.
The one that you saw, did she look sort of put together or, you know?
How do you mean?
Kev, what's a kind way of saying brain damaged?
That.
Did the cow look retired?
Like she's an ex-cow. She used to be a cow.
And she used to be a dairy cow, but now she doesn't probably really do much of anything.
Just likes to relax.
Cow doing knitting or something.
Or gardening.
Gardening?
She quite likes mowing the lawn.
Don't be stupid. No cow's going to do that. Oh.
So they haven't made an allotment and they're not wearing...
I don't think he's well.
Can I roll a deck save to not get vomit on my... Shoot.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Wow. That is a 25.
Whoa.
Yeah, you step smartly aside.
Jeff's going to cast sleep on the guy.
Anyone else who's there?
Jeff's going to cast sleep on the guy. I think it's time that he has a nap.
Jeff, I think that's a very responsible thing to
14?
Do. To be honest, he's just 14, annoying me. And now he's been sick everywhere. And that's just the last straw, really, isn't it?
It's just, you know, it's messy, isn't it?
18 for me.
Yeah, you dodge it as well. Do you sleep
here
then?
He comes.
I'm gonna back 20 feet away from Jeff, at least.
Yeah. Good shout. Yeah. Good shout.
Stand back, lads. I think this lad needs a nap. And then I have got a total of 36.
Yeah, we'll step back a two.
The entire group around this fire just immediately keel over and start snoring. And Freddy just collapses into the pool of vomit.
I'm gonna roll him over.
onto his
quickly
onto his size.
Track him out of his own.
Into the recovery position.
Recovery position.
Yeah. Good lads, Jeff. That's very mature. I'm very proud of you.
Hey, lads.
You've been doing some courses while we're away. Well done.
They've prepared a party for us. Beers all around. Check it out.
Well, excellent. I'm not
touching that.
Why don't we just call
for a beer and then look down at the corpse that we're still carrying and go, yeah, maybe later. And then put the beer down.
And now, the part you've all been waiting for, the real reason you're all here. It's a moment with your dastardly, devilish, but dangerously dashing dungeon master. I might have laid that one a bit thick there, but come on, hurry up. There's lots to do. Right, let's do the first things at the beginning. And of course, that means a huge thank you from all of us here at Roll Britannia. It's fantastic to have you back with us aboard again. We're really glad that you're here. Without you, lovely lot, joining the crew and getting stuck into the adventure every week and supporting our show, our merry little podcast would have long ago been lost to the seas. So it's terrific to have you here. Okay then, it's that time where I have to cajole my insubordinate and slightly grumpy office parrot into action. Pedro! A fresh shout-out scroll, if you please. Pedro!
Hello?
Ah, finally. There you are. Why are you never here on time? Well, surely by now, you know this is your bit. You're working on jokes. What on earth do you mean? Oh, you're pulling extra shifts at Nancy's as a stand-up comedian. Oh, can't wait to hear those. All right, don't get tetchy. Just give me that scroll and be off with you. Okay. So, this week's shout-out goes to the Wazza Bruiser. Wazza Bruiser? Wazza Bruiser. Wazza Bruiser. I'm sorry if I've said that wrong. I've tried to get one in there. Anyway, they messaged us on Twitter. And we're so glad that you're enjoying the show and that you're finding it hilarious. Get yourself over to our Discord community where the hilarity continues. Everybody down. It's an incoming random celebrity shout-out. Reports are that Patton Oswalt has been spending his downtime listening to Roll Britannia and using it as inspiration for his stand-up shows. Now, if you think that's true, then you really are having a laugh. Now, I know what you're thinking. James, how do I get my own shout-out? And I've got an amazing idea for the show, and I really want to name an NPC in the adventure. Well, it's no easy task. Many battles have to be won. Great hardships must be endured, and terrible sacrifices have to be made to earn what you desire. No, not really. No, it's easy. If you want to get in touch with the show, just look for us on social media, whichever one you like, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Discord, we're there. And we love chatting to you lot. So, don't be shy. And come join in. Now, if you really are enjoying the show and you've got this far, so you must be, why not take just a minute and give us a lovely 5-star review, eh? There's loads of places to listen to the podcast, so wherever you get yours from, some kind words from you guys really helps to keep the adventures of Roll Britannia afloat, and it also helps more fantastic people just like you to discover the show. And if you haven't already, make sure you've bashed that subscribe button, otherwise Derek will lash you to the mast and force you to listen to him giving a reading of his latest novel. Right, that's enough for now. There's an adventure going on, so get out of here, you lot, or you're going to miss it. Go!
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on there, James. Just before we get back to the action, I want to chip in. Get it? Anyway, did you know that support for Roll Britannia is brought to you by Manscaped, who are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. They're the champions of the world. Not only do Manscaped offer precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, but Manscaped have just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0, all across Europe. So, having been sent a bunch of stuff from the lovely people at Manscaped, I decided that it was time that this buccaneer braved the bush once more. Now, after previous frightful experiences, the jungle was approached with caution. But after the first stroke of the Lawnmower 4.0, it was like I was Tarzan, cutting through the trees with ease. This fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. So now I feel confident shaving my boys once more. Plus, not only are there additional guard lengths to customize your trim, lengths 1 to 4, but also it has a super useful 4000K LED spotlight for when a more precise shave is needed. Also, big shout out to the Manscaped Ball Toner.
I'm not quite sure what it does, but man, is it refreshing. So why not join me, the other Buccaneers, and over 4 million other people worldwide who trust Manscaped? And with this exclusive offer for you, our wonderful listeners, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code ROLLBRIT at manscaped.com. That's ROLLBRIT, R-O-L-L-B-R-I-T, at manscaped.com. Now we can get back to the action.
That's a pretty good idea, to be fair.
Just call him. This has been great, but we could have just called him.
Yeah. We wanted to get into that.
I love that in the meantime, everyone's going to sleep, and Kess in the background, just on the phone to Tim, is like, it's just ringing. He's like, yeah, we're back, just to let you know. we could have just come and seen you, but nope.
If you see Timbers, if you see a bunch of people asleep, that was us. Yeah.
In fairness, Timbers probably knows we're back already.
Yeah.
Shit's going wrong on the island. Yeah, the Buccaneers have returned. Here comes Team Muff Deck.
Okay. Already.
So who's what's happening then? What are you doing?
Let's call Timbers and see where he is on the island, and let's have a rendezvous. Okay.
Have you still got your Stone of Fast Speech?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't lost mine. Okay, cool. But I don't have Timbers'
grab a Stone of Fast Speech. It's fine. Four. You can try and call Timbers if you want.
Excellent.
I think he's called me a lot, Keth, so just redial that just one.
Hit reply, yeah.
Yeah, just hit reply.
Wow. If, 147.
You know what I mean. REVERSE. Okay. He'll show you what mine.
Will you accept the charge?
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
You just do the Timbers thing and you go, Timbers, we're here now, we're going to pick us up. Yeah. You have a call from, Timbers, we're here now, we're going to pick up.
Actually, what I'm going to do is Keth is going to prank him. So he calls me back.
It's just a stone.
Oh.
Either you talk to the person or you don't. I mean, it's not a ringtone.
You gave me some license. You gave me a little bit of broom and then yank it back.
Just enough to hang yourself with.
Timbers, are you there?
You hear a voice at the end of the line, but it's not Timbers. You hear Starflower's voice. She says,
is that you, Keth?
Yes, it is. Where's the boss?
He's not good.
Oh. Huh? Oh. Where is he?
He's in the big house. Just
he's
been in jail.
For what?
He's in prison.
No, not it's the big house, small B, not capital B.
He'd never survive inside.
He'd kill everybody. Not nominative.
Yeah.
Okay. We've just got back, so
it is a house that is large, not the big house. All right, just can you just head through the town and just knock on the door or something. I'll come get you.
Which?
Okay, see you in a minute.
I was going to say which house is it, but it's the big one.
The big house.
Fair enough.
It's the penitentiary on the top of the hill.
Yes.
All right, lads. Shall we go up to the?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Cool. So you make your way. Through town.
Off we stroll.
And you see off to your right. There's a few shops being put in. One of them says, "Argus."
Yay.
It's already like
I wonder if they'll let me in this one.
Of Jeff in the window saying, no entry.
Yeah, there is already a sign there that says online orders only.
Turns out the amount is company wide, Jeff.
Yeah.
I wonder if they do home delivery here.
Can I do a perception check for a Nando's?
You can, yeah. Roll perception.
I don't think whatever you roll
unnatural 20.
Will have an effect on what James is thinking.
No Nando's, I'm afraid. There is a Wimpy.
Oh, okay.
Excellent.
It's not a Nando's, but...
No, but, you know, it's something at least. Maybe we could, you know, take
it's not open yet, but...
It's not, yeah, it's coming not soon. Open.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
Can I make a perception check to see if there's any sort of...
the spa as well.
The shop or...
yeah, the spa, the shop.
Can I make a perception check to see if there are any sort of vacant buildings that look quite interesting, or like, that look like... They're primed for a dwarf to kick down the door and move in.
What, you mean one that's sort of got... It was a two-story building that's been converted to three stories.
Yeah.
Is that what you... You know, without getting any taller, it's suddenly got three floors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a natural two. Never mind.
With a natural two, you spot a very handy-looking structure. It looks perfectly dwarf-sized, and on closer inspection, it is in fact just a statue.
They've got a statue of a dwarf here. Or just a really short man.
No.
Can I...
And by statue, I mean birdbath.
Oh.
What a
Ooh,
lovely
I like
statue.
Your pool, Derek.
It's brilliant. It's
got a little house on it.
It's got an ensuite.
Hey. Why does your pool have a huge pigeon in it?
Can I roll a perception check to see if there's any buildings near the beach that I could move into?
You certainly can.
Here we go.
That is a 16.
16? Yeah, that's a nice looking beach house.
That's
Malrus. I'm taking half of that. Now help me with this bird bath.
You taking the bird bath? You can have it if you want to take
it.
You've already got a dead body over one shoulder. Yeah. You're picking a bird bath up with the other.
Well, we can always come back for it. Let's go right. See Timbers. Come on.
Okay, so you make your way through town, and you know when you're in the square where you saw the peace accord happening. You can see quite clearly ahead of you, just at the top of the hill, you can see quite a large manor house behind some nice walls. The gates are left wide open, and you can see it's a nice garden. It's got it's a nicely looked after property. A little bit singed at the walls, but there's a cannonball just sat in the lawn. Doesn't seem to have hit anything, but it has left a nice sort of trench where it flew from the direction of the bay.
Nearly got it, Maurus.
Weirdly, if you were a betting man, you'd say maybe the trajectory looks something like it had been fired from a small ship, roughly at the jetty where the Valkyrie is at the moment.
I wonder if that was mine.
You nearly got it.
Well, I'm glad it ended up here and not in, the head of a child.
The inquest continues.
And as you make your way up the long driveway...
It's gone straight through a nice piece of topiary on its way through.
Yes. Absolutely ruined the symmetry of the garden, but never mind. And you make your way up to the front.
The swan's been beheaded.
You make your way to the front door, and it's quite an impressive front door. I mean, I want you to picture sort of a colonial sort of manor house. This is the sort of look with a sort of veranda, covered veranda out the front as well. Mm. So you go up a few steps and you knock on the big doors.
I'm going to stay a few steps away from the doors so that when it's opened, the first thing they see is not a dead body.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
All right, Jeff's going to knock on the door. Timbers! Timbers! We're back!
Kev will be just like dusting himself off, like make himself look presentable for the boss.
Maurus, what are you doing?
I'm just loitering at the back next to the dead body.
Cool. Fine.
I'm gonna high five Malrus, but with the dead body's hand. Oh. We're back, Malrus. We made it.
Oh, and Starflower opens the door. She says, "Ah, you're here. Right?
Yeah, we ran.
Come in and leave that outside.
This is our only.
We've got to bring
that.
Jeff with us.
Yeah,
he's part of the team. Sorry. Sorry.
Okay.
Great.
She says, "Oh." What did you do to it? Why did you? Why have you left its eyes open?
It's a horrible story. Itself, and it's a
long story. We kind of need to explain it. It's a piece of the puzzle, and Derek wanted to bring it for proof. So,
and also as somewhat of a trophy.
What, like, are you going to put it up over the mantle?
Mount him. Yeah,
he's not.
Oh, God.
No.
You're going to mount him.
You can do it in your own house.
I intend...
Stay away from my beach hut.
I intend to swiftly mount him.
Well, he's sharing that new home with Malrus.
That is not going above the fireplace.
I shall mount him in the living room and then perhaps in the bathroom.
Roll a taxidermy check.
Yeah. We'll do that. She says... Oh.
That's not true. It was a joke. I see you're not in a great mood. Maybe I should have read the room better.
Yes, maybe. Okay. Come in then and try not to get it on the carpet.
Okay.
And she gestures you all into the house.
I will put it in the hall.
In the umbrella stand. Yeah.
Just prop him up, because he'll start going...
upside down.
He must be rigid by now.
Yeah.
So he's totally gone stiff by now. At the risk of many jokes.
Rigor mortis has very much set
just start in. Cramming him down.
It depends how long he's...
Resist the urge, no matter how hard it is.
Well, it is hard not to make a joke, though.
And Starflower says to you, we'll take a look at that thing in just a minute, but you need to see Timbers. He's there's something you need to know.
Oh, shit.
He's...
Is he retiring as well?
Having a bit of a rough time. You see, Bluebeard has... He hasn't made it.
Oh, no.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
We were all quite close. And Timbers is taking it quite hard. He's locked himself away, but he did leave express instructions that you were to be brought to him as soon as you arrived. I'm hoping that you've got good news.
Yeah, guys, do we really want to see him?
It's a mixed bag, but look, to tell you the truth, Starflower, it's a mixed bag. We didn't actually outright see the Commandant, but... I mean, Keth saw parts of him nailed to a ceiling, and
what?
That thing in the umbrella stand was some sort of creature that took the skin. He was part of a meat ship. It's a whole thing, but
it's a whole meat ship. They thing.
Yeah, imagine a meat ship, if you will.
A meat ship.
A ship not exactly made of meat, but with body parts nailed to the outside of it. Well, we'll cross it through so the devil's arse.
Sorry, you said there's body parts nailed to the outside?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And you found this person on the ship?
No. Yes. We found on...
Let's not do this twice, guys. Should we go to Timbers? Just come with us, Starflower.
I just want to fit it... Okay. Yeah, Starflower, you can come with us if you like.
I think she should be there. I don't want to be in the room with Timbers on his own.
I think you... I think you should bring that thing.
I'd rather be honest with him. And maybe
that's always wise.
Maybe if we throw him into a new like adventure investigation, it might help him work through the grieving process. You know, give him something to do rather than
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna grab. What was his name?
Henry
Blinky or Henry or something.
Henry.
Did he have a name?
Did you even ask him?
He told us he couldn't remember, but we weren't talking to him. To be honest, we were talking to whatever parasite had taken over him. Let's call him Henry. We'll call him, I'm going to grab him.
We could call him like the meat man.
Grab Henry, but
yeah, let's call him.
But just
Mr. Meat.
Don't open with the body, okay?
Keth, do you want to? My shoulder's a bit aching. You're stronger than I am.
By all means, thanks. And then I'll wander back to the umbrella stand and yank him out.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm going to turn to Starflower and go, God, look at how he hefts that body. He's so strong. God, I don't think we'd be here without his tremendous strength and sexual prowess.
Are you trying to get me to go on a date with him?
I'm just talking about a friend of mine.
Okay.
If she can make me tall, I'll do anything.
Depends on how
we'll
leave that there.
Are you following Starflower? Are you going to follow Starflower?
Yeah.
So she's going to lead you up some steps, and in the main sort of hall, there's a set of stairs that she's going to lead you up, and on the landing, she'll take you off to the right hand side and up to a fairly grand looking door, and she says, "He's in here. Just go in." And explain everything. Keth, if you can put that thing on the table at the back of the room, I'll take a look. From what you've told me, it doesn't make sense.
Imagine how we
But if
feel.
I can... I'll investigate.
You want me to put my thing on the table?
Yes, you disgusting person. Just stop.
Oh,
why is everything an innuendo with you, Keth?
Can Jeff use thaumaturgy to very slowly open the door?
I might not be able to make you taller, but I can certainly make you smaller.
Okay. Oh, God, right.
I'll listen to that.
Well, stop flirting with me then, and I'll go and sneak Henry onto the table.
So as you step into the room, the room is hazy with an acrid sort of purplish smoke, and the scent of, in fact, let me investigate here. I think Derek and Malrus.
Mm-hmm.
Can you roll history checks, please?
Okay.
That's a natural one.
That is an 18.
Derek, you're convinced that the smell you're smelling is the smell of baking apple pies.
Oh, well, at least he's...
coping well.
At least he's learning a craft.
Malrus, you, on the other hand, know that you recognise that scent from your early years. It's a scent that you smelled when you were younger, when you were in Neverwinter, and you smell this in certain darker parts of town, in dens of iniquity.
Mm. Ah. Okay.
It's a scent that you associate with people in dark places.
That are sort of lying down and yes. Big smile on their face.
Yeah.
No worries.
Jeff and Keth, I don't think you recognise what it is.
Yeah, that's fair.
All I know is I'm feeling hungry for some reason.
You're always
hungry.
It's the
apple pie. It's the apples and a little bit of cinnamon. I think that might be the secret.
I love you guys. Kathy,
you lay the body
there's
down
a very
on the
strange
table
smell
the
in
the
here. I know that. It's very strong.
I wouldn't 100. Worry about it, boy.
Oh, this smells like home.
Ironically, Derek mixing up the scents he remembers from home.
I remember when I'd come home as a young boy and my mum would be in the kitchen and the whole house would smell like this.
There'd be open packets of crisps everywhere.
And from the smoke, you hear the sound of bubbling water and then a fresh cloud of smoke appears. Yep. And you hear a voice... from this fresh cloud of...
I think I've got the giggles, lads.
You hear a voice from this fresh cloud of smoke that says, hello, boyos.
All right, Captain.
Having a party, are we, sir?
Something on fire?
Something like that.
Oh.
Are you all right there, young Keth?
Yep. Yeah, it's fine.
Best you breathe easy.
Are you okay, sir?
Aye, it's a personal matter, young Derek. Not a one for the likes of you to bother about.
With all due respect, sir, I don't just consider you our captain. I consider you a friend at this point. We've known each other for some time now, and just to let you know that if you do need somebody to listen, we're all here. Maybe not Jeff as much, but you know, we need you. We need your leadership. You know, now more than ever, sir, because unfortunately, we've got something of a rather pressing matter, as you like to say.
Pressing. What could be pressing? Did you achieve the goal I set out for you?
Sort of.
We found yeah.
For what do you mean, sort of?
Well, you know the last bit when you told us that we had to capture or do anything we needed to stop him? He has been stopped.
Yeah, I remember it clearly.
he won't be going to Netherwinter and telling anyone, mainly because Malrus ate his letter. Isn't that exciting?
And we sank the ship, sir.
That as well.
Well, that is an unexpected turn.
Also, he was skinned.
Skinned.
Yes, there was a bit of skinning.
Yeah.
There was a fair bit of skinning, to be honest.
There's a lot of skinning, Captain. I tell you what, Captain.
Why don't we get you a nice glass of water and we'll open a couple of windows and we'll tell you all about our little tale at sea. And we'll
do you want a blanket, Captain?
It's just Timbers.
It's quite dark in here.
Hulls. What's your AC, Jeff?
Her AC is 14.
He hurls a glass of whiskey just past your head and it smashes on the wall. And he yells, don't you touch anything in this room.
I'm just going to stride. I'm going to stride to the windows and just open them. Open the curtains and stuff like that. I'm just going to open them.
The room is flooded with the daylight from the outside. And Timbers sort of squints. And he says, I told you not to do that.
Yes, but unfortunately...
Starflower!
I wasn't listening.
What is that you have there? At this point, Starflower is stood quite still over the body at the back of the room. And she says, I didn't think they were real.
What is it?
Starflower, what say you? Boys, what is that you have brought us?
It's a meat man.
That's Henry.
Headless. Well,
who mark you as Henry?
Eyeless.
He is the former human that we found.
He was the only survivor until we killed him.
Why you brought me a dead man when you had a live one?
Because he tried to kill us, and I don't really...
And the four of you were incapable of restraining him.
You should have.
He's not a man as such.
There was something horribly wrong.
There's demonic.
Starflower pipes up and she says, he was.
He was a normal man. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he was like infected with something that took control of him. And we don't want to spread a contagion around the whole island because that could start.
So we brought the body ashore.
Well, we made sure we killed him first. So it killed the
Starflower says, no contagion did this. Well, not in the traditional sense.
What do you know, Starflower?
You'll be a real secretive girl.
Starflower, what are you saying?
I'm just going to, while Starflower examines the thing, I'm just going to fill in Captain Timbers on the events of what happened.
Okay.
And just be a little bit more specific to
tell him
and
every detail.
As you tell him about the ship that you saw, he listens very quietly. And then when you get to the bit about the ship, he says, this ship that was chasing you.
The meat ship.
The very same, Boyle. It was well armed, was it?
Fairly, yes.
It did have some arms hanging off it, if that's what you meant.
A whole bunch of bloody arms.
Very witty, Kath.
It chased us out of the devil's arse, and we tried to fight it for a little bit, but it was... And then just disappeared. It just completely disappeared. Gone.
Vanished. Would you say the ship had any markings visible at all? Any red paint or otherwise?
Yes, red paint.
Plenty of red.
Blood.
Lots of red.
Yeah. Don't know if it was paint.
And bodies.
Might not have been paint.
No, it might have been blood.
Have we mentioned the meat?
Yeah, covered in meat.
That
like a
Timbers, it's all adding up.
Like a ship buffet.
It's all adding up. You two, can you stop having private chats? There's other people in this room.
They can't be real.
What?
They're just folklore. No one's ever seen them.
We have.
Oh, yes.
We fought them. We killed one. Actually, I killed one. But, you know, these guys help.
It's just the tale they tell to scare sailors.
What tale?
Dregs. The dregs of the soul, the dregs of this plane.
It was a ship, not a plane.
What's a plane?
Jinx.
That was like a wish.
A joke that doesn't work in a world without them.
Yeah, it's true.
No, I meant like a field, a plane. It was a ship, not a plane. It wasn't on land. We were at sea.
Jeff desperately backpedaling to try and make, make it work.
You mean guests on the Jeremy Kyle show?
What's the Jeremy Kyle show?
It's something on the sphere.
I didn't have the sphere.
Neither did I.
I remember that show.
I think you weren't you a guest presenter once, Maurus?
Possibly.
He was a guest.
You're the father. What?
He killed my entire audience. No, I didn't. Yes. We're going to have a blood test.
Okay.
It's all over.
If there's blood, yeah.
So, Timbers says...
May have stolen the moment there. Sorry. It won't happen again.
Timbers says...
Brilliant timing.
Yeah, perfect. Dregs are the... They're the name for... I don't know how to explain it to you properly. They say they're sailors that spent too long at sea, traveled too far across the map, and lost their way in society. They lost their humanity, their dwarfdom, their elfship, their gnomishness. They say they became wild out there. But it's just a tale. No one's ever seen them in real life.
I'm going to just point to the one on the table and go, now you have.
Starflower, what say you? She says, Captain, this poor soul, I can't begin to imagine what he went through. I mean, these wounds, I can't tell. Did you do this? And gestures to the slashes and the cuts on arms and stabs in the body.
I'm going to point to different ones and go, that was me. That was Keth. That one was Jeff, I think.
I did get one. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you did get one in. Malrus, have you or any of these yours?
I think it's that burn mark over there.
Right,
he didn't touch
here.
His eyes, though.
The eyelids.
No, he did that. Those ones to himself. And then the eyelids, I think, yeah.
We're not sure.
They were there when we got
there. Yeah, that was like that when we
Or not there when we got there.
Yeah.
He didn't have eyelids.
No. He was covering his eyes.
At this point, Timbers has strided over to the body and he's inspecting it thoughtfully. And Starflower says, you know the stories, Timbers. I do.
I'd like to hear them.
The suspense is killing me, if I'm honest.
They say, it's part of the story, they say that when the dregs attack, they leave one behind.
Didn't I say that?
A witness, you might say.
Mm.
A witness who has seen all.
He did say
What you have here, my friends, is a figure who has been, it seems, forcibly seen all.
He, we tried to interview him. Yeah, we gave the suspect an interview, sir, at the time. I proceeded in an orderly fashion to the wizard's sleeve, whereupon I greeted the suspect with a drink. He responded by not drinking it and claiming, they're coming. Oh God, they're coming. They made me watch. They made me. They're coming.
Oh no. I mean, that's a different story.
Oh, sorry, that's Harriet Potter. Never mind.
You've got your notes confused there.
Ah, reading dirty books again.
But then he turned on us.
Boys, you had a lucky escape.
Yeah.
It was self-defense, officer.
They say that while witnesses are there to tell tales, it is also said that there is another purpose for a survivor. You see, one who has witnessed so much brutality has two choices. One is to simply curl up and die. The other, well, I believe this fellow here very much followed the other path. A path that
takes a man out of himself and into a world of madness and violence, such as never been seen. How did you find the rest of the crew?
Nailed to the wall.
Peeled.
And ceiling.
So you're saying it wouldn't be good if we might have left River with these guys?
We didn't leave River with these guys.
Well,
she wasn't there.
Yeah. And we didn't go back.
Truth is, Captain, we don't know where River is.
We
couldn't get through to her, and we'd have no time to look because we were being chased off by this ship, this meat ship.
River is a slippery one. I have every confidence that, being of the Genasi persuasion as she is, I suspect she has found a way to safety.
Okay, good. That was weighing on my conscience. Sorry.
She has her way with the aquatic folk of the world.
Oh, that makes me feel better. Good.
Cool. I hope so, because those folks on that ship, they met I've never seen Keth react like that to anything, and we've killed a lot of people.
These guys did seem pretty shaken up when they came up. It was like, oh, yes. And then they had a guy, and he was like, oh, no, I've seen it all. It was really weird.
It's going to stay with me for
a while. As you're having this conversation, the door opens, and a member of the Tel'dath crew sort of opens the door and says, Captain, and Timbers literally just pulls a pistol and fires a shot into the wall next to him and yells, get out! We have important business here.
He's back.
Yes!
Big smile on Derek's face. That's the captain we know and respect.
Secret. Now put your trousers on, Captain. Let's get on with this.
Starflower, I want you to take a look at this body and find out what you can. And then, when you have found all you can find, give this soul a proper burial, right? Very so, Captain.
If I may, Starflower.
You can't have him.
No, I don't. When you do come to bury him, I'd like to be told where he's and when, just so I can pay my respects.
Sure. No problem.
It was a grisly end.
Will you be okay, sir? Starflower, I have much to cogitate on. Boys, find yourselves some accommodation here. I have a number of the crew going through many documents in the fortress. I believe therein lies a clue. My spies, such as they are remaining, have assured me that there will be evidence to be found in that fortress of a location that may lead to the acquisition, as you might understand it, of another piece of eight.
Ooh, good.
If you would find some time to excuse me, I have to prepare myself for this evening's... not celebrations, but...
Ceremony.
It is, I don't know if you heard.
We did.
We will be... drinking to his health tonight. If you feel the urge to attend, I would greatly appreciate your presence. All right.
Of course we'll be there, Captain.
It'd be an honour to be there, Captain. We'll drink to his memory. His death will be a waste.
Very good.
It already is.
As long as we can claim this as our homeland and secure it for our future, it is a heavy price to pay, but one worth paying.
He would have wanted it that way. But we'll cheers him tonight. You take your time, Captain. We'll leave you to it.
Very good. Boys, fuck off.
Fuck off, Captain.
And as we leave, I'd like to just take a half turn back towards him and go, forwards, Captain. Always forwards. The only way out is through. And then go, leave him to it.
Hit a dead body with the smell of rotting fish, and while heading back to their new home, Jeff really took the piss after getting the ship to drift around the whole island. Some drunks caused a fuss, so Jeff put him in the sand, Starflower tells our bucks Timber's reaction, the blue beard. So the lads head off to see if he can be cheered. After breaking Timber's funk with tails and open curtains, the drags are to be feared, and that is for certain. Preparing for a dear friend's funeral, a new word on a piece of eight. Will Derek's doorway words help ease the captain's state? Will Bluebeard's pirate funeral be something they all remember? Well, you'll find out next time on Road Britannia!
Now then, you lot, we need your help. We need to make our piratical adventure simply the best D&D 5e podcast out there on the seven seas. So, we've decided to be very brave indeed and launch our own Roll Britannia Patreon page. And don't you worry, though we may be scoundrels and vagabonds in the Shattered Lands, we're certainly not going to be stealing your hard-earned booty to line our coffers. All of the money we raise will be ploughed right back into the show, so we can be the best that we can be. So what's in it for me, I hear you say? Well, there's a whole treasure chest worth to be had. There's exclusive Buccaneer prologues so that you can learn some of the secrets of our favourite heroes and where it all began. You'll also be able to read the finest tabloid on the high seas, the Daily Teledath. You can get your hands on ARC-exclusive merchandise too that you won't find in our shop. And the best part, your very own handcrafted, beautifully made and totally unique piece of crap art drawn just for you by your favourite Buccaneer. Just look out for Roll Britannia on Patreon.com or even easier, follow the links in our social media or Linktree pages and let us navigate the way for you. And worry not, the nautical antics of the Roll Britannia Buccaneers will still be available every Wednesday as usual, absolutely free. After all, we certainly wouldn't want any of our amazing and loyal fans to be spending any more than they can afford. We wouldn't have got anywhere without you and all the other awesome fans out there. So, with your help and your support, you, yes, you, can make this show even better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Careful, just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Roll Britannia Patreon. Available now.